So recently, the Texas voters passed what was commonly called Proposition 2. And what it was a proposed Senate Joint Resolution 60, which was proposed by State Senator Kelly Hancock. It actually got overwhelming support by both sides. In the Texas Senate, there was 30 yes votes and no votes. In the House, there was a companion piece, House Joint Resolution 99, but they decided to vote on this, the Senate Resolution 60. It also passed with 143 yes votes and no votes. So we had Proposition 2, which was the proposed constitutional amendment that had complete bipartisan support. In Texas, it's a little bit different. We do our home equity loans a little bit different, and our homestead a little bit different. We're pretty much the only state in the union that actually does require a constitutional amendment whenever you're dealing with home equity loans, if there's any sort of change to the process. And that's because our homestead rights come from the Constitution. So if we want to change any of those rights, then we actually have to change the Constitution. So the Texas voters did that, and on November 7th, 2017, Proposition 2 was passed with 68% of the vote. And just kind of a brief history, Texas was one of the first states to actually have strong homestead protections. That goes all the way back to 1845. And in law school, I was lucky enough to have Professor Joe McKnight teach me about real property in Texas, and specifically homestead law. And he always reported back that one of the reasons why, you know, Texas had such strong protections was because who Texans originally were. And a lot of those Texans that came...